Unalaska Community Broadcasting has covered local news for the past 20 years, and to mark that anniversary, KUCB is spending every Thursday of 2019 looking back at our former reporters and sharing some of their stories. This month, we're focusing on Alexandra Gutierrez. In 2012, she filed this report on the unlikely internet stardom of Unalaska resident Pam Oss.
When Pam Oss heard a bald eagle squawking outside of her house this week, she knew it was the right time to break out the video camera.
Okay, I keep hearing these calls for me. I open my door and... oh. Mr. Eagle keeps calling me.
Mr. Eagle wasn't the only one out on her porch. In short order, Little Fox and her two house cats named Gizmo and Suitcase had all gathered for their close-up. Oz took about a minute of tape, went back inside, and then added the footage to her YouTube channel, as she's been doing for the past 4 years. She mostly forgot about it until her daughter called her up to let her know that her video was getting hits from across the country.
I was excited because I had 1,700,000+ hits on all my videos combined, and today I just looked on there and I had over 2 million.
CBS, The Huffington Post, and Gawker Media all linked to the video within 24 hours of it being posted, and Oz says that the attention hasn't stopped.
I made me a list. I just opened it up just a couple hours ago, and it's amazing. Good Morning America and ABC News. Journalist from Australian News wants to do a story. Fox News wants to put the video on one of their nighttime shows. You know, one of those, like, with Greg something. I don't have TV at home. But, and Yahoo wants rights to it.
Footage of cats getting stuck in boxes or playing with string is popular enough on its own. But the phenomenon of interspecies BFF videos, as in best friends forever, is internet gold. That might be why Oz's video has struck a chord, even though that she thinks that seeing the national bird around Unalaska is as common as spotting a pigeon in New York City. She doesn't expect that locals will be terribly impressed by her tape.
No, they'd go, big deal. I could have taken that on my porch, you know? Probably.
While the footage Oz shot this week might have shown peaceful interactions between her furry and feathered friends, other videos show slightly more hostile encounters. One features an eagle slapping away a tabby cat, and two others show her kitties duking it out with a fox over a can of tuna. If anything, the fact that these animals gathered peacefully is a cause for concern for her. It's been a rough winter in Unalaska, and she thinks that wild animals are interacting with humans a lot more because they're struggling to find food.
With all the snow and the bitter cold and everything that we're usually not getting here. They're begging a whole lot this winter.
For their part, people in Unalaska are mostly amused by the attention this video has been getting. They've also been tickled by YouTube comments that have suggested that the video is fake. But mostly, residents like Elizabeth Johnson are confused as to how Oz even manages to upload these videos given the town's notoriously slow internet speeds.
It must have taken her all day to get that uploaded to YouTube. With a few meltdowns and probably a couple curse words and a couple calls to the phone to her cable company or whatever. What's going on?
Oz's solution, stand up, walk away from the computer, and admire the wildlife. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
And the next month, she filed a story for NPR on Alaska's most poetic police sergeant.
When Sergeant Jennifer Shockley heads out on patrol each day, she's got the police blotter on her mind. Her goal is to paint a detailed picture of the town's often ridiculous crimes.
I can only imagine that somebody who's never been here would think that this was some kind of Twilight Zone town where every form of human oddity and absurdity exists all at once, exacerbated by alcohol.
Twilight Zone is an understatement. Since Shockley first started compiling the blotter 6 years ago, she's written about vampire attacks, herds of feral horses chasing down cyclists, and ravenous prowlers who steal boxes of handkerchiefs, only to be discovered by the trail of blood and pizza they left behind. The crime that happens in Unalaska, also known as Dutch Harbor, is innocuous for the most part. That gives Shockley some creative license. Take this item, for example.
Domestic disturbance. A grown man asked an officer to tell his grown dipsomaniac son to go Betty-bye. The officer helped the drunk to bed, but declined the request to feed the family cat on his way out.
Or this one, about a routine animal complaint.
Petite piles of poo prompted protest to police.
While most blotters are dry retellings of a police department's calls, hers are so outrageous that they even make her laugh. She strews her write-ups with words like ruffian, sternutation, belligerent, and lout, and her storytelling ability has earned her a wide following. James Mason, the editor of the Dutch Harbor Telegraph and regular publisher of the blotter, says that Shockley has readers across Europe and South America, according to Google Analytics. He describes Shockley's entries as little soap operas and says that they're far and away his most anticipated feature.
My hits on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday are the highest of the week, and that's because of the blotter.
For her part, Shockley enjoys the positive feedback and gets a kick out of being able to mix a little bit of wordplay in what would otherwise be a dull part of her job. As far as she's concerned, any minor incident is a poem waiting to happen.
I'm still searching for the perfect palindrome. I haven't found it yet, and I think it's going to be really, really difficult to do, but I would love to have an entry that's a perfect palindrome.
And Shockley thinks that one day she'll find a situation out there just waiting to be turned into a limerick. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez in Unalaska.
That was a 2012 story from Alexandra Gutierrez, the fifth reporter in the history of Unalaska Community Broadcasting. Join us each Thursday for the rest of the month when we'll be re-airing more of her stories as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of KUCB's newsroom. You can also check out our website for past installments featuring Jim Pollan, Charles Homans, and Ann Hillman.